With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden hosting congressional leaders later today at the White House to discuss national security funding.
Top lawmakers in both parties will sit down with the president at the White House. On the agenda is the administration's emergency request for billions of dollars in funding for Ukraine, Israel, the southern border, and other national security measures. Over the past several weeks, House Republicans have been demanding tougher immigration policies as part of those national security negotiations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's confident Congress will eventually approve more money for Ukraine.
We've got to be able to deliver the necessary resources to Ukraine for the weapons that it needs to be able to achieve the results that it needs. And that requires mobilizing the bipartisan support we have in both the House and Senate, converting that into actual votes for the money.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration's battle to cut consumer overdraft fees beginning to heat up. Here's Bill Alexander.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to propose rules this week that further rein in banks' ability to charge customers a fee when they overdraw their bank accounts. Opponents of the fees often cite the example of a $3 cup of coffee costing someone $40. The banking industry is gearing up to fight back with a multi-million dollar marketing and lobbying campaign. While banks have drastically cut back on overdraft fees over the past decade, the nation's biggest banks still take in roughly $8 billion in overdraft fees every year. That's according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Donald Trump scoring a huge victory in Iowa says he now wants another big win in New Hampshire. Voters there will be going to the primaries on January 23rd. This is SRN News. Well, the former president cleaning up with evangelicals in Iowa.
The former president was expected to do well with that demographic, but he exceeded expectations according to caucus day polling. In fact, more evangelicals braved savage winter weather to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump than did so back in 2016. The results suggest that a lot of conservative Christians view Donald Trump as the only viable option to defeat Democrats in November and prevent the party from pursuing its cultural offensive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court passing up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district. In the case of the court there, without comment, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an order granting girls access to boys' bathrooms. Federal appeals courts are still divided. This is SRN News. A judge blocking JetBlue's $3.8 billion buyout of Spirit Airlines. Here's Ed Donahue.
The Justice Department sued to block the merger, and federal judge William Young is siding with the Biden administration, saying the deal would reduce competition. Spirit is the nation's biggest low-cost airline. The administration fears the merger would drive up fares. JetBlue says it disagrees with the ruling and is considering whether to appeal. In his ruling, the judge wrote, "Spirit is a small airline, but there are those who love it. To those dedicated customers of Spirit, this one's for you." The ruling could open the door for another budget carrier, Frontier Airlines, to make another attempt to buy Spirit. I'm Ed Donahue.
Asian shares trading mostly lower following a decline overnight on Wall Street. U.S. futures, for the most part, declined. More details at SRNnews.com.